I'm not just a Time Lord. I'm the last of the Time Lords.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome, welcome, welcome indeed to the latest episode of POV. I'm your happy and merry host, David W. Torrance. Been so long since I have said that, I scantly remember. How about you? Do you scantly remember? Do you scantly anything? Who cares? I have had so many emails asking me, where is POV? I really haven't had any, frankly. But, I thought, well, I've been gearing up for this for the past couple of weeks, and now I've finally gotten around to actually doing it. Isn't Adobe Audition so fantastic? You know what I'm talking about, do you? Never mind. Anyway, let's get rid of the little stuff we always do at the beginning of the show, whatever you want to call that crap. If you want to get hold of us, don't imagine you would, but in case you do, it's at joelcrowservo.podomatic.com is where you can give us an email, voicemail, whatever, because our show is at joelcrowservo.podomatic.com. Replace that first dot with an and you've just sent an email of some sort, anyway. Well, it's a rainy day where I'm at right now. Matter of fact, we are not in POV Studios. This is the first time I've ever done a POV not at the POV home computer. We are away from home right now at what are makeshift POV studios today. Raining outside here in Tulsi, Oklahoma. You know, you've heard of that. Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Tulsi. It starts raining, gets sunny for a few minutes, and then all hell breaks loose. Dogs and cats start meowing and barking. The cats are barking, by the way. Anyway, so I'm glad to be back with POV with this episode. Now, I thought it's been a while since I've done this, so let's just take it kind of gradually. Let's do kind of a short show to kind of get back into it, air out some grievances and complaints and whatever, and save the big guns for a further show. So, no big production numbers here, no Chick Track Playhouse Theater, basically because no one's given me a Chick Track lately, or ones that were worth a flip. So, well, there you go. And I also highly recommend for you smokers out in the audience, you do know, like in the grand tradition of the Carson Show, the Tonight Show, you know, that show he did, Johnny Carson, whoever he is, you can smoke listening to this show or making a show. And if you do, I highly recommend the new Pall Mall cigarettes. Ultralights is what I'm smoking, and they burn very slowly. Very good talk show material. If indeed you want to define this as a talk show. Don't know. Anyway, let me get out my voluminous notes here for this half-ass version of POV. That may be what we'll call it. Half-ass version of POV. I want to start this out with something I've seen on TV recently. You know the TV. You've seen the TV, I'm sure. A new Cheerins product they've got there, and they gotta have new Cheerins products all the time. Now, just when you thought cereal was at its apex, there's nothing more they can possibly do with cereal, which was true long, long ago when they made, like, Cocoa Pebbles. Yeah, I know. And Count Chocula, the two greatest cereals of all time. I know some people say, you get older, you shouldn't be eating the Cocoa Pebbles and the Count Chocula. I'd be eating the Grape Nuts, that gives you some fiber, and Corn Flakes, because they're cheap. No, stick with the, even though they don't give you a damn thing in the cereals anymore, Count Chocula ain't got Jack in it. You can cut out the front of the box and make a mask with it, cheap bastards. But then again, come to think of it, I don't think Count Chocula ever had a damn thing in it. Cocoa Pebbles always had something groovy going. Now they've got Follow Fred and Barney on the maze on the back. Free maze! Free my ass. Anyway. So, the folks at, whatever cereal company, were sitting around one day and they said, you know, we haven't had a new kind of cereal in a long time, a furtherance of the cereal idea. You know, they're always putting out a new iPod. Why don't we come up with a new version of cereal? Because, you know, they just announced a new iPod today that's basically the iPhone without a phone. So, I mean, that's brilliant, obviously. So, watching the TV the other day, and here's the new cereal idea. You ready for this? Cereal straws. And it's not straws to drink cereal with or something like that. You know, you got the groovy chocolate milk after you're done with the Cocoa Pebbles. Mm-mm. It ain't nothing like that. It's actual straws made out of your favorite, your children's favorite, perhaps, cereal. So there's Fruit Loops cereal straws. There's, you know, Aunt Jemima's pancake cereal straw. I don't know. All kinds of cereal straws. I think this is the worst invention, the one that most signifies the fall of mankind since the invention of you've seen these things, the fake peanut butter sandwiches, the pre-made peanut butter sandwiches. They're already ready for you. Your kids are so fucking dumb they can't make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Buy a pre-made one. You know what? It only costs about, $4, I would guess, to have for a week or more of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, if that's what your kid is into. And he can make them, and it's about $4. Or instead, you can spend $4 on a box of pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Because your kid's dumb. But these cereal straws, what they say to me, cereal straws are for children who are too damn lazy to make their own bowl cereal. It's for kids who get up in the morning and go, you know, my life is too hectic today. I'm just going to go for the cereal straw. Drink the milk up through there, then the cereal straw. Just eat the damn thing. Then you're ready to go. Because, you know, you little son of a bitch, your life is hectic with your little cell phone, your backpack, and all that crap. You know, hey, I can't make a whole bowl of cereal this morning. Gotta just bypass that and go on for the cereal straw. Damn it. Do they even have PE in schools anymore? I don't think they do. Anyway, there's that. What do we got next on the list here? Oh, yeah. You know, a while back we had the big... I'm getting ahead of myself here. We had the big police reunion tour. I don't know if that's still going on or they've killed each other at this point or what. It may still be going. What the hell? Who knows? And there have been two new reunions that have been announced recently. One you probably heard of, one you may not have. The big one, of course, is Van Heflin, or Van Halen. Van Heflin, as my mother calls them. Van Heflin, of course, a 50s film star of ill repute. I don't know if he was a damn thing about him. Anyway, Van Halen with David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen, the newly undrunk Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, and Michael back that up. Rewind that. No Michael Anthony. He's been given da boot, the proverbial da boot, because he sides with the Sammy Cigar in the Van Halen Cigar War. So they said, we don't need your ultra-high-pitched harmony vocals that have made the sound of Van Halen so distinctive over these years. We'll get Eddie Van Halen's 16-year-old kid who's learned how to play bass. Now, just, you know, let's all hold our horses here and see how it turns out. He might be just brilliant. Everybody says he is. Even David Lee Roth says he's great, but, I mean, he's getting buku bucks out of this. So what else is he going to say? So we'll just see, but I do know tickets are ridiculously priced already for the shows. There are quite a few shows that they've went in and started selling the tickets to, and they're just insane. So, thanks, Van Halen. Thanks, Van Halen, for your, you know, regular fan who'd like to go see you with Diamond Dave. You can't. Unless you want to sell your car, then you couldn't make it there, could you? The other reunion has been promised for years. They've been working on it for years, and finally they're like, hey, we're going to put out a new album. That's right, the Eagles are finally putting out a new album come October, just a few weeks from now. Their new single has been released. I don't remember what it's called, but it does kind of sound more like old Eagles. You know that song they put out a couple of years ago, Hole in My Head, or There's a Hole in the Earth, or There's a Hole in Al Gore's Hair, or something. Yeah. It didn't sound like the Eagles because they used too many backup singers from the Carpenters or something. I don't know. And this is just them. It sounds very much like old Eagles, except with new crappy production. But I've never heard it on the radio. I think you can go to eaglesband.com and hear it. Judge for yourself. Like I said, they're going to have the new LP. First album, first full studio album since The Long Run back in 1980, I believe is when that came out. So it's been a hell of a long time. We'll see what it's like. I'm not looking forward to it because I can imagine what it's going to sound like. Can't you? It's the reason I haven't done this show in a while. Next on our list, well, we got the new TV season coming up. Aren't you excited about it here in America? The new TV season. Overseas, y'all have always got a new, you don't really have a season, per se, a new TV season. I don't know, I just know England. I don't know about anywhere else. Maybe Russia has their TV season, you know. It's all shows about vodka. Well, I've seen a couple of things, and one of the shows that stuck out to me was The Cow, or known to you as the CW, the Kuh. I'm just calling it The Cow now. Show called Aliens in America that should last, 3 weeks. No, wait a minute, that's if it was on a regular network. It's on The Cow, so it may actually last, you know, a year, because nobody watches that damn thing. Kind of like nobody listens to this. Aliens in America, as far as I can figure out, is about a Muslim boy that comes to America, like kind of like a foreign exchange student sort of thing, and it's all about how us Americans are fucking stupid. We can't accept his ways. He didn't fly planes in any buildings. But we can't accept his ways. We are dumb, backwards ass sons of bitches, because he's come here and he's willing to accept our ways. So this is the new riff on, you know, for years it was the Honeymooners riff. The dumb-ass man and the woman who has to put up with his shit. Men are fucking stupid. Women are brilliant and just, it's all they can do to put up with dumb men. Which I think is wrong. That's why Mike Brady was such a great influence on men. You can take that however you want to. I can't say much about him. It's Robert Reed. Years ago, he started out on the same radio station I started out at, KBIX. And there you go. So there you go. The new TV season, I really haven't seen much. Let's say a rat's ass about. I really haven't seen a single damn thing. So I'm waiting on getting some money in and an infusion of cash and getting the new Office box set. Season 3 just came out. And the wonderful, wonderful Popeye box sets. The first 4 or 5 years of those original black and white cartoons transferred now to glorious, splendiferous DVD quality. Look like they just came out last week. And I cannot wait to get hold of that. I'm not sure what that means. Another new show that's coming on is TMZ. TMZ TV. You'll know the website, TMZ.com. Basically what they do is stalk celebrities and hope they do something stupid so they can sell the cell phone video they've got of them for millions and thousands of dollars. You know, I'm convinced that maybe the people that make aliens in America, maybe they got something. Maybe they're on something. Maybe Americans... Oh, wait a minute. No. Americans aren't stupid. We're not stupid. Americans, you know what they are? They're sheep. They are sheep. Please tell us what's exciting. Please tell us that we need to listen and give a shit to what Britney Spears and Paris Hilton are doing. Hell, we wouldn't know otherwise. Our lives are so fucking busy, we've got to feed our kids cereal straws. Let's send some cereal straws over to Africa and see what they think about that shit. Well, they eat them, you know, of course, they don't care, but... I mean, here's the best correlation I can think of. MTV was the downfall of America. They're going to look back at it the way they look at the Roman Empire now. I don't know what the downfall of the Roman Empire was. I can't remember at this moment. That's probably Caesar. I don't know. And, bastard. They're going to look at it and go, MTV was the problem. Because here, MTV told you how to dress, told you what to listen to, told you what to like. Now, at the same time, there was a show going on that I've talked about before on this show called Night Flight on the USA Network. It also had the music-y things, had pop culture stuffy, like the MTV. But Night Flight considered the intelligence of its viewers and said, here's something to think about. Here's something interesting to watch. If you don't like it, in a couple of minutes we'll go on to something else and think about that for a while. As opposed to, this is what to listen to. This is how to dress. Which is why we all wanted to dress like Duran Duran in 1983. And they've got a new album coming out, and I'm really not looking forward to that one either. That's probably the end of them. Justin Timberlake, damn it. Anyway, TMZ TV, it's such a big website, they've got to make a TV show out of it because they want to go Entertainment Tonight one better. Which Entertainment Tonight, how could you not go one better than that? Because it's all about how Anna Nicole Smith is still dead and her baby is now 1 year old. We're going to go inside to Danny Lynn's birthday party, and I'm ashamed I know the name of the child of Anna Nicole Smith. Shit. I can't name all the presidential candidates. But I can name everyone in the Anna Nicole Smith saga. So, apparently I'm a stupid sheep too. Can't say much for myself either, apparently. But, of course, Fred Thompson, he's our man here. Here on what, tomorrow, I guess. He makes his big announcement for that he's running for president. And I'm all for it. I'm all for Fred, you know. Because he don't mess around. He don't screw around. I'm for this. This is what I stand for. That's it. Period. Not to... Well, here's my stance on abortion. In the third week of it, it should be, and in the 28th week, it should be this. And well, actually, it depends on the. No! Just come up with the goddamn answer. Shit. So that's why we like the Fred Thompson, because I think, much like Goldie Hawn, her new movie. It ain't Goldie Hawn. Who is that asexual woman? Jodie Foster. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. In her new movie. Some street thugs, some gang members, some gangsters. Come up to her and go, hey, white bitch, where's your money? Give it to us. We got a knife. She's like, hey, gangsters, here's what I got. Bang, bang. And that's what Fred Thompson do to you. You come up to him gang banging. Hey, yo, old man, Fred, bitch, give me some money. And he shoots you. And he ought to. Unless you're like a, you know, a blind guy, a beggar or something. Hey, you know, Fred, can I have some money? Bang, bang is not an appropriate response to that. Could be if you just said it, I guess. Bang, bang! The best shows on TV right now, frankly, beyond TMZ TV, are reruns. That's really what I watch. That's what I look forward to every day. Other than Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, and that just had its season finale. Friends is a show that I didn't watch every week. I hardly watched every couple of months because it wasn't going nowhere. You know, the Ross, Rachel, the Chandler, you know, it really wasn't going anywhere. But I watched that son of a bitch every damn day, about an hour of it. I don't know why. My cigarette went out. That's why. But I watch that damn thing every day. Roseanne, watch that shit. So I don't know. I do like the new Power of 10, the Drew Carey game show. That's pretty good. It's a pure D luck is all the show is to be able to win $10 million. It's just absolute luck. But, of course, Drew is taking over the Price is Right here very quickly, so what's he give a crap? And good luck to him. We like Drew Carey on here. But, you know, speaking of the presidential candidates and one that would probably like to be, there's been a lot of crap about the Al Gore over the last several months. You know, he made the Inconsiderate Truth movie or, you know, whatever that's called. He's like the old Michael Moore and the boring Michael Moore, not the fat, slobbery one. That's Michael Moore. And all the kids are like, hey, the Al Gore's putting on the rock and roller concerts for us. And, you know, the kids like the rocking and the rolling. So, putting on concerts all over the place with the Melissa Etheridge and the, you know, all the other lesbian singers. I ain't got nothing against lesbians. I just don't happen to like that one in particular. or, well, Rosie O'Donnell, or, well, anyway. And lesbians on DVD? I think that's a good idea. But kids, let me remind you something. Here's what Al Gore, just a couple of the things off the top of my head. Here's what Al Gore has done for you, and why maybe you should think and reconsider the whole Al Gore be cool kind of thing. Number one, Al Gore claimed to have invented the internet. Do you believe that? He didn't. He lied. He's crazy. He just made that shit up. Number two, here's what else Al Gore has done for you. Your beloved rocking and the rolling and the guitars and the drums and all that keyboardy and the basic, you know, that kind of crap. Al Gore's wife, once upon a time, tried to wipe that shit off the face of the earth. She didn't. That rock and roller stuff, that's perverted. We don't want to have that. We want to put stickers on everything. We want to put rated R. It's just all trash, the rocking and the rolling. And it's satanic on top of all that. We can't have our kids listen to stuff about sex or satanic stuff. Maybe they won't go down the satanic route, but maybe listening to a CD will make them want to put their wieners in a girl's pee-pee. We can't have that now, can we? Because the kids don't think of that all on their own, you know. Shit. I mean, an album that's considered a classic now, Prince's Purple Rain. That was one she trashed. She hated that. Because it was all about, you know, something about a girl named Nikki masturbating with a magazine. Now, a lot of us, we pay to see that. Because how does that work exactly? Is she reading the magazine? You know, never mind. So, you know, Al Gore, he hates the rock and roll. But it's a means to an end for him. If someone has a means to an end like that, that's a little shady, then don't support him. He's not your friend. Al Gore is not your friend, kids. It all goes back to the idea that in America now, we must conform. Acquiesce. Conform. Acquiesce. How is that? Well, have you heard about the new study they've done on fat folks? And you know, most people who are overweight, they don't care. Call them fat. They're like, hey, it's, you know, hey, fat dude. Hey, how you doing, man? Oh, that's the way it goes. Fat chicks, they're fat chicks. They're proud of it. And it's just my theory. I may be wrong. I'm not God. That everybody is not supposed to be the same. Everybody ain't supposed to be skinny. You've seen people that have lost, you know, 100 pounds or something, and they look horrible. They look sickly. And then they gain, you know, 50, 60 back. Maybe they could stand to lose, you know, 20, something like that, you know, whatever. They gain some back. They look right. They're a little bit chunky or whatever, but that's the way they look. That's who they are. But now it's been decided that, hey, some fat people get that way because of a virus, kind of like the common cold. So, we're going to invent a pill for that. We're going to eradicate that because everybody should be skinny. Nobody should smoke. We don't want any smoking. Don't smoke in fucking bars because, hey, people are trying to get drunk in there. They don't want secondhand smoke. They'd rather cause a drunk driving accident. Fuck. What is this? It's, I know what it is. You know what it is? Conform. Acquiesce. Conform. And that's sweeping the world. That's what the Muslims are all about. I don't want to say the Muslims. The crazy ones. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the crazy Christians. There used to be some of those. Still are some of them today. You know what I mean? But they used to be really crazy because they just kill anybody. And you know, whatever. Another sign that the world is ending, let's just all face it, the world's ending, is to this week's, what the fuck? You remember Bucky Covington from American Idol? You guys remember him, not last season, but the season before. He was the ass that got on there and sang shit kicker songs every week. Well, I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Or what the hell ever he said, I don't know. And he got on there and was complaining about food in New York. I went to a restaurant and they didn't have no mashed potatoes. I didn't know what to order. All they had was fish and lobster. And he acted like a damned idiot. And that was the same year Kelly Picklehead was on there. And she also acted like a damned idiot. Bucky Covington now has to his credit a top 10 in the country charts, albeit top 10 album. Admittedly, it's probably not hard to get a top 10 album in the country charts anymore, but he's done it. How the hell that happened? I don't know. Kelly Picklehead? She had a top 10 record. I don't know. I don't know how this shit happened. Who the hell buys that shit? Well, here's new country CD from a guy named Bucky. That sounds like good stuff. I'm going to buy that. Is he singing a song about a truck? Yeah, well, that's a good old country. I don't know who the hell he is, but his name's Bucky, and he sings a song about a truck. Got to buy that. That must be the people who are buying that shit. Anyway. Oh, and speaking of the Muslims, here's a thought about how much the world has changed since, oh, say, the 60s. Let's say it. The 60s. Back then in them 60s, there was a boxer named Cassius Clay. Now, you might know him better as his more legendary name, Muhammad Ali, considered one of the greatest athletes of all time, certainly one of the greatest boxers of all time, not just because of his reach. He knew the art of the pugilistic art. He knew it quite well, unlike somebody, say, like Mike Tyson, who could just hit hard. That's not boxing. That is not pugilism. That is just hitting someone hard, and the other guy not effectively getting out of the way. Now, Muhammad Ali, to particularly a certain age of folk here in America, is still a hero. Not just because he is the greatest, but because of what he stood up for in the 60s. He stood up for his ideas, for his beliefs. He wasn't going to go to war because of his beliefs. He wasn't going to do this for his, you know, all that good stuff. And that's great. But remember this. You were a major hero. Why did he change his name to Muhammad Ali? Because Muhammad Ali is a black Muslim. Didn't get much press back then, and you don't hear about it now, certainly, but there's to the folks who, all Muslimism is bad, it's all evil, they all want to kill us and scalp us or something, like, well, maybe that was the Native American, I went to their casino last night, so they didn't do that to me, so that can't be me. So there you go, there's something to chew on. And finally, since we're reaching the 30-minute mark already, and I didn't intend to go even this far. Oh, by the way, let me mention. Don't know if there's any Doctor Who fans out there. Hope there is. Hope you are. The news came out yesterday that the fourth season ahoy, fourth series for Doctor Who will begin next year sometime after the, I think in March. Of course, we got the Christmas special coming up in December and something interesting in November for the Children in Need special. BBC announced, hey, yeah, we're going to go ahead and say there'll be a series. That's how the aliens talk on that show, folks. There will be a series 5. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. I don't know what 5 is. There will be a series 5. One little problem with that, though. It won't be until 2010. Because, of course, the next season will be in 2008 and 2009. David Tennant will be too busy playing Hamlet on stage with the Royal Shakespeare folks. And starring with him in Hamlet will also be Patrick Stewart, who you may know as Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Captain Pickard. Jean-Luc Pickard of the Starship Enterprise and the aptly named Star Trek The Next Generation. So Doctor Who and the slightly inferior Enterprise captain. He's always in second place. So a lot of people are kind of miffed about that, like we have to wait a whole fucking year for the show to come back again for the next season. Well, they're going to have 3 specials to tide you over in 2009. How those are going to air here in America, since the show airs on... Actually, it's odd because Doctor Who in America airs on Sci-Fi Channel. They're airing this last season's episodes. BBC America, who air, I think, still season 1 episodes, and most PBS outlets also are steer. That's why I ain't done this damn show in so long, I can't talk. Still airing season 1 episodes. I don't know why, because they've had 2 since then. You dumb sons of bitches. Season 3 soon to come in the next few weeks on the DVD. Torchwood also coming out on DVD, the first season in January. Finally, here on POV, known as POV to you and me, I saw a commercial the other day on TV. It was about 6 or 7, let's say, 45 to 50, 55-year-old-ish white guys sitting around with their acoustic guitars, and they were playing a variation on Elvis's Viva Las Vegas. I thought, well, groovy. Yeah, that's cool. More Elvis is always good, unless it's the clam bake Elvis. No, we don't want any more of that shit. We also don't want any more of that shit of Elvis singing with his daughter, Lisa Marie. That's crazy. It never happened. Anyway, they keep on singing, and eventually Viva Las Vegas, it's playing, it's not too plain what they're singing about until they get to the chorus. The chorus of Viva Las Vegas to these dudes, now that they're playing in their shack, is now Viva Viagra. I don't think I need Viagra. Maybe if I took it, I might sing Viva Viagra. I don't know how it works, really. I never took it. And at $20 a pill, that has to be some pretty good stuff I'd be getting. Not that I've looked it up on the internet. I think it's about like that, something like that. But I'm not going to... I don't think under any circumstances am I ever going to sing Viva Viagra. I don't think you should be singing that on TV. I don't think you should torch an old Elvis song and make it a song about wiener pills. Because let's face it, that's what Viagra is. It's a wiener pill. You could call it a sex pill. It don't make the woman want to have sex with you. I mean, admittedly, the thing I like about the commercials is, if you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours... All right! Kick ass! Isn't that what you're taking it for? Don't tell your doctor. Tell everybody else. Tell your friends. Man, dude, I had one for 6 hours last night. I'd write emails to everybody about that. So, you know. That's what we got over here in America. We got crappy TV shows. We got cereal straws. We got Van Halen sort of half-ass getting back together. And we've got Elvis songs trashed and made into wiener pill songs. Elvis, my friends, never needed a wiener pill. Oh yes, he needed plenty of other pills. He enjoyed them greatly. So maybe he would have gobbled Viagra like a son of a bitch. I don't know. Yeah. Ask him. He works at the Burger King. Anyway, well, that's the 33-minute mark, more than what I was going to do, so push the button there, Frank. Well, 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 there we end a new episode of POV. Aren't you glad? Aren't you happy? I hope so. Again, if you want to get a hold of us, just leave us a comment in the comments receptacle at joelcrowservo.podomatic.com, and we'd be happy to hear from you. Heck, I might even respond to you. Now, I know this was basically a piecemeal version of POV, but next time, which will come, pretty soon, I promise, we'll have a couple of new segments. We'll have What the Hell Is That Guy Singing About coming back. Might have some Happy Birthday to Dead People. We'll have a lot of cool stuff, including an appearance from everyone's favorite Nazi. Yes, all coming on the next episode of POV. Hope you enjoyed Dish One that we did anyway. And thanks for listening. I'll say that again at the end of the thing, by the way. David W. Torrance saying, if it wasn't for you, it just wouldn't be for me. Thanks for listening to this episode of POV, and we'll see you next time. And yet again, I gotta say it. Thanks for listening.
You live in Scooby-Doo's house.